You're listening to KNKX. Coming up is a story from our weekly show, Sound Effect. Kevin Kniestad is our host today, and he can tell you more.
The devotion of fans takes many forms. A Sonics poster on the wall, a Macklemore haircut, a hand-knit Doctor Who tea cozy with rhinestones. But hardcore fans of a certain stripe have been really pushing this lately in the Northwest into a realm that is decidedly PG-13. Contributor Dyer Oxley takes us there.
What you are hearing is hundreds of Potterheads crammed into the Rio Theater in Vancouver, BC. That's Potterheads, extreme fans of Harry Potter. It's for a celebration. See, it's July 31st, Harry Potter's birthday. It's why you hear all these noisemakers. But this celebration is a little bit different. The performance tonight is a series of sketches and dances, all set to music. It starts out with a sketch about Hedwig, Harry's owl. The part of Hedwig is performed by Jane Fondue. She's dressed in an owl costume, ready to deliver a letter, dancing around Harry, who seems oblivious. And then things change. The dance is a bit of a tease, seductive, tells a bit of a story. And let's just say that Hedwig loses some feathers, and then loses a few more. If you want to know what happens after that, well, you're going to have to just buy a ticket. Harry Potter's birthday is a product of Vancouver, BC's The Geekenders. It's a theater troupe that produces musicals, some dinner theater, and shows like this, Harry Potter Nerdlesque. That's a burlesque show for nerds. And just a fair warning here, if you ever do attend Harry Potter's birthday party, you're never going to look at Dumbledore the same way again.
I have always loved Professor Umbridge.
This is Erin Walker. She's one of the producers of the show.
I just love the way her character is written, and I just love how evil she is and how as soon as you step on stage, everybody boos you, and it feels so good.
Why?
Just because I love playing the ugly and the funny character because it's a lot more fun than playing the ingenue. You get to explore weird things and embrace the weird things about you.
Erin is behind this Harry Potter Nerdlesque show. She performs in it, though on stage, she's known by her burlesque name.
My burlesque performance name is Kitty Glitter. She is all about, well, glitter, of course, and comedy routines and being raunchy and just trying to make everything as fun and outrageous as she can.
This Harry Potter Nerdlesque performance is actually part of a stable of shows the Geekenders produce.
We've done a Jurassic parody, the musical, in which I was a Velocitapper. So cute. Our Batman burlesque was really popular. Our Lord of the Schwings. And we've got a Shakespeare burlesque coming up. The Star Wars burlesque is probably one of our most popular shows. We've done The Empire Strips Back, A Nude Hope, Reveal of the Jedi. I know that's not in order. Sorry, nerds. and then we also did a parody of The Force is Shaken as well.
The shows sell out. The Harry Potter show at the Rio was a packed house. You see, there has been this resurgence in the burlesque scene. Along with this renewed interest in burlesque has come nerdlesque, which has grown quite popular in the Northwest. Shows are selling out from Vancouver, BC, down to Portland. But just like this Harry Potter show, nerdlesque might not be what you may expect. In mainstream society, nerds and sexuality don't often get mentioned in the same sentence or even the same conversation. Then again, it's also not common to pair a bustier and fishnets with a stormtrooper helmet, or see Game of Thrones depicted as, well, actually pretty similar to the show, but with great backing music. These nerdless productions aim to change that perception. Body positivity is a common theme, and there's a lot more layers to it than the sensational aspect burlesque has become known for. And for that part of the story, we turn to Seattle's Jojo Stiletto.
Burlesque can sort of incorporate aspects of a lot of different art forms, ballet, jazz, dance, mime, clowning, theater, telling a story, but is an art form for people who are not afraid to use their entire body to tell a story.
Jojo Stiletto has been a burlesque performer, but also produces a lot of nerdlesque shows in Seattle. And therefore, she gets to be known by this really cool name.
Jojo Stiletto, the Professor of Nerdlesque.
To understand this unique take on burlesque, it's actually quite helpful to go back and understand where it came from back in the mid-1800s.
Lydia Thompson and her British Blondes helped found American burlesque. They were women being very scandalous, which meant that they were like wearing trousers. And they were doing things that really women didn't do on stages, as they were speaking, which was very, you know, that women had a certain role in the theater at that time. And they were mixing in like song and dance, and they were actually sort of mocking modern politics. I say that what we're doing today has sort of taken burlesque back to its pop culture roots, this original idea of satire and parody.
And JoJo thinks it was right around 2010 when a lot of modern pop culture started to blend into traditional burlesque acts. And all through this time, JoJo was producing shows of her own. Like there was a Whedon-esque burlesque show in Seattle. It was based on the fandom of Joss Whedon.
There was a show based on the work of Image Comics, specifically Image Comics. Cards Against Humanity, I said earlier, like everything. In the Northwest, you know, there's so much happening here. We have PAX, we have Emerald City Comic Con, we are a tech boom city. And that kind of translates down to Portland and Vancouver as well. Like, we love our nerd. We're the indoor kids. So we've got sort of like a loose network of producers producing troupes in the Pacific Northwest. There were so many shows in Seattle one summer, we literally called it the Summer of Nerdlesque. It was like every weekend there was a nerdy burlesque show to go see, and it was all done by different producers.
The Geekenders up in Vancouver, BC, they've grown to be a lot like other nerdlesque troupes in the region. There is the performance, but there are a lot of these other issues that the community is founded on. And this is something I ran into a lot when speaking about this. For example, it's why Kitty Glitter has become such an active member in this nerdlesque scene.
I think it's a really great way for people to express themselves and gain confidence. For me, being a plus-size girl, I've never felt sexier in my life. And make people laugh and feel sexy and take off my clothes in the meantime.
Be sexual in a way that you control, which I think is very powerful and oddly not inherent in how we're supposed to interact with the world. And I think that that's why people maybe don't understand that burlesque is a feminist art form. And it's a space where consent is inherently necessary.
All of that adds up to those layers I mentioned before. Some of it is theater. Some of it is a statement on society or politics, and some of it is just simply a laugh, playing on inside jokes that only nerds get.
And so you can see an act about Wonder Woman who's sort of exploring her sexuality that isn't necessarily straight. You can see an act where a performer is actively talking about what the effects of getting harassed while playing Dungeons and Dragons has had on her. And in that meaning, it's also important to say, like, you know what helped people kind of learn something today was that they had fun while they were doing it.